is the Gun Floor Disconnected podcast. I am your host, Matthias Carnero. The next stop on this line is Mini Metro, a subway line management game available on iOS and Android. A seemingly mundane concept that becomes more engrossing as you play, this is a great game to pull out whenever you are bored or to sink in some good hours into. We will discuss it further once we arrive at the next station. Please disembark in an orderly fashion, and remember to mind the gap. Mini Metro was developed by Dinosaur Polo Club, which is an amazing name for a game developer, and released upon the world in 2015. It's also been released on consoles and actually first came out on PC, but I'll be treating it as a mobile game since that's where I played it. As usual, when first opening the game, it teaches you the ins and outs of its features and gameplay with a tutorial. I'll talk about them as the episode goes along. On the main menu, you can play the main mode or choose the daily level. But regardless, the gameplay is the same. The goal of the game is to transport as many passengers as possible without overcrowding any stations on the subway lines. There are other modes, but the end game stays the same. On Extreme Mode, whatever tracks you place down on the map are permanent. You can't remove them once they're installed. On Endless, the stations don't overcrowd, so you can build the most efficient subway lines without any worries. And on Creative Mode, you can place your own stations and use any of the features you desire without any limits. The maps are based on and named after real cities such as London, New York, Paris, Berlin, São Paulo, among many others. They look like the transit maps you see on subway stations, very colorful and minimalist. Once you choose your level and begin playing, there are three stations to start off with, and once you lay down your first train line, passengers start traveling and the game begins. It starts slowly at first, with one line and one train carrying a few passengers back and forth. It's very easy to manage. Each station has a different shape, and every passenger indicates where they want to go by the corresponding shape as they wait for the train. Every now and then a new station will pop up and you'll have to connect it to your subway system. You can either stretch one of your current lines to reach it, or spawn a new line if you have one available. If the station is placed on the other side of a river, you will also have to drop a bridge or tunnel to reach it. Those are very limited, so think carefully before using them. There is a clock on the top right corner of the screen which counts how many passengers you have transported on your stations and what day of the week it is. Once a week passes in-game, you are rewarded with upgrades for your subway system. You get an extra train car and one other upgrade of your choice, which varies from an extra rail line, an extra carriage for an existing train car, extra tunnels or bridges, or an interchange for one of your stations which increases its capacity and allows it to drop off and take on passengers much more quickly. The more time passes by, the more passengers start using the subway. The more stations appear on the map, the more lines you have to create, the more train cars and carriages you need to place, and on, and on, and Ariston. It's a never-ending vicious cycle that gets more hectic as it progresses. It's a pattern I noticed on many of the management games I played, starting off easy to get the player accustomed to the gameplay loop, then slowly ramping up the pace and getting you more engaged until the game ends. Which in this game happens once any of your stations get overcrowded, which the game lets you know with a flash on the respective place and a clock counting up to a minute. Once the level is over, you can start again or move on to another city for new adventures with new trains. There are many other things that enhance the experience of playing Mini Metro. The sound is the biggest of them in my opinion, as it's only second to the visuals as an indicator of the things happening during gameplay. Like I described previously, the game gets more fast-paced as the levels progress. The audio goes along with that increase and the music playing in the background keeps you on your toes by going faster as well. There's an option to speed up the trains below the clock on the corner of the screen, and the music speeds up accordingly. With everything going on and all the lines you've laid down, it can be difficult to keep up with all the stations and passengers later on in the levels. One of them will most certainly be overcrowded at some point, and you'll be left scrambling to find out which one of them it is. The audio comes for the rescue here too, as the game plays a distinct, if a bit faint sound, alerting the player to the overcrowding problem. Whether you'll be able to handle it, or fail miserably is out of the game's hands, unfortunately. Another challenge the game places for players is the leaderboards for each level. I found myself getting close or past 1,000 passengers transported in the levels I played so far, only to look at the boards and feel extremely small in comparison to the ones who managed to get hundreds of thousands of them from points A to B. And lastly, as a bonus for reaching certain milestones on the main levels, you unlock retro versions of some cities, such as 1960s London or 1970s New York. It's a mostly aesthetic change, so the gameplay remains the same. Oh, I almost forgot! For those of you with sensitive eyeballs, there's a dark mode. To wrap things up, Mini Metro is a great and fun little management game that's perfect to sink your teeth in or pass the time with. The minimalist looks are a nice sight, and the gameplay is easy enough to understand for newcomers and those not accustomed to mobile games. It's available for PCs and consoles as well, namely the Nintendo Switch and the PlayStation 4, but in my opinion it works even better as something that stays in your pocket ready to go whenever you want it. I managed to get it for free some time ago, but I would urge you to purchase it and support the developers. They deserve it. And if you want to hear the opinion of someone who knows what they're talking about better than me, Tommy Robinson from the AI and Games YouTube channel made a short video about Mini Metro a few months ago. He's an actual game developer with deep knowledge about artificial intelligence and video games, so it was very interesting to hear what he thought of it. It was also the video that got me interested in the game in the first place, so maybe it might help you convince you to get it as well. I'll have a link to it in the show notes. And don't forget to tell him I sent you. And that does it for this episode of Controller Disconnected. Thank you very much for listening. Please leave us a kind review on Apple Podcasts and Podchaser. You can find a link to that in the show notes. You can subscribe for free and listen to future episodes of the show on your favorite podcast platform of choice. You can follow the show on Twitter and Instagram at the handle @condisconnected. If you really like the podcast, please consider supporting with a couple of bucks at patreon.com/condisconnected. And last but not least, please share this episode with someone you know. Word of mouth really goes a long way to helping us grow. Once again, thank you for listening. I am Matthias Carnero, and I will talk to you soon.